different Christians meant different things by it. Moreover, to understand this claim in any sense at all will require us to know what people in the ancient world generally meant when they thought that a particular human was a god, or that a god had become a human. This claim was not unique to Christians. Even though Jesus may be the only miracle-working Son of God that we know about in our world, numerous people in antiquity, among both pagans and Jews, were thought to have been both human and divine. It is important already at this stage to stress a fundamental historical point about how we might imagine the divine realm. By divine realm, I mean that world that is inhabited by superhuman divine beings, God, or the gods, or other superhuman forces. For most people today, divinity is a black and white issue. A being is either God or not God. God is up there in the heavenly realm, and we are down here in this realm. And there is an unbridgeable chasm between these two realms. With this kind of assumption firmly entrenched in our thinking, it is very hard to imagine how a person could be both God and human at once. Moreover, when put in these black and white terms, it is relatively easy to say, as I used to say before doing the research for this book, that the early Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in which Jesus never makes explicit divine claims about himself, portray Jesus as a human but not as God, whereas the Gospel of John, in which Jesus does make such divine claims, does indeed portray him as God. Yet other scholars forcefully disagree with this view and argue that Jesus is portrayed as God even in these earlier Gospels.